Files is also sponsored by CMNR Development, ITG Village, Fireplaces Plus of Oklahoma in Dewey, and Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon and those numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling with an announcement this morning.
Okay.
The Washington County Republican Party monthly meeting is coming up the 15th of March. That is this Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. We will meet at the downtown restaurant Crossing Second, and we'll be featuring a discussion of both the Oklahoma voting process and important current legislative activity. Two speakers, Yvonne House of the Washington County Election Board and Bryson Panath, the State Director for Jim Inhofe. It will be fun. It will certainly be informative. And many will arrive early to enjoy the food and the drink and to meet our newly elected GOP officers. Again, that is the Washington County Republican Party monthly meeting this Monday the 15th. 6:30 p.m. at the downtown restaurant Crossing Second. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We appreciate that. Again, the Washington County Republican Meeting Party is a Republican Party meeting, monthly meeting, is going to be on the 15th of March, 6:30 p.m. That's next Monday at the Crossing Second, and to have some fun, food, and discuss Oklahoma voting processes and other things. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right, 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936, and looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls, and I am here till 9:30. Again, wide open lines, 918-336-1400. With that, I'll be right back.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines. Call while you can get in because time does seem to slip away fastly because I only have 20 minutes for you. And 918-336-1400, toll free 1-800-749-5936. And items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And every day we've been giving you a question you can weigh in on by calling us at 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link or go to K1KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, do you prefer spearmint or peppermint toothpaste. 918-336-1400. Go to BarstoolRadio.com for the link, or go to K1KYFM, K-Rig, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And with that, I'll be right back.
Your attention, please. The K1 Cooking Extravaganza is back for another great show at the Bartlesville Community Center, April 20th. Join us as we welcome local celebrity chefs to the stage, demonstrating their favorite recipe. If you purchased a 2020 general admission ticket, exchange it at the Bartlesville Community Center box office for a reserve seat at the 2021 show. Select early for your choice of location. The BCC is leaving open seats between families and skipping rows for social distancing. 2021 reserve tickets go on sale at the BCC box office starting March 15th. All VIP tickets are at the K1 studio. For more information, call Tina, 918-336-1001. We're starting the vendor booth browsing of local businesses at 3 p.m. to accommodate social distancing. Masks are encouraged. The stage show will begin at 6:30. Enjoy your 2021 goodie bag and cookbook that we've created from recipes submitted by you. And join us at the K1 Cooking Extravaganza, Tuesday, April 20th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. It's now time to check in with Alan about our weather.
Day two of windy weather and stronger south winds today compared to yesterday. That's why our friends at the National Weather Service issuing a wind advisory for southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. Highs today will reach the lower in a few mid-70s. Sunshine, a few clouds, and then more cloud cover later this afternoon tonight. South winds at 20 to near 40 miles per hour. Of course, the fire danger remains elevated. Late Wednesday evening and early Thursday, a chance for a thunderstorm or two, if they do develop, could be severe. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Alan, thank you for the weather update. Right now, it's 63 beautiful sunny degrees out on our climb up to warmer temperatures this afternoon. Looking for a high of 75 with a low tonight of 57. Tomorrow, again, high of 75 with a low of 57, so it's kind of a repeat there. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. With that, I'll be right back.
The Washington County Junior Livestock Show would like to thank the following for their bids in the 2021 Washington County Junior Livestock Show sale. Ranch Supply for their bid on Izzy Lewis's Division II Champion Goat. Regent Bank and KYFM Radio for their bid on Kennedy Foreman's 4th place Division I Goat. Dr. Fessler for his bid on Zoe Shindide's 3rd place Division 2 Goat. RCB Bank for their bid on Trenton Hathaway's 6th place Division 1 Goat. Candy Agri Service and Coffeyville Livestock Market for their bid on Blake Sanders' 5th place Division 1 Goat. Washington County Farm Bureau's bid on William Flanagan's 5th place Division 2 Goat. Patriot Auto Group for their bid on Madison Brown's 7th place Division 1 Goat. American Bank of Oklahoma for their bid on Abigail Tilly's Breed Champion Hampshire Hog. Union State Bank, Ranch Supply, and the Coffeyville Livestock Market for their bid on Cooper Brim's Reserve Breed Champion Crossbred Hog, and Copan Truck Stop for their bid on Dalton Burdick's 2nd place Hampshire Hog.
Remember your high school days? Those are memories you can never forget. Join students of the senior class of Dewey High School as they reminisce about their school days this Saturday afternoon on KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Join students Kylie Rodriguez, J.C. Pierce, Sarah Brown, and Daniel Cross from Dewey High School when they'll be here this Saturday for Class Day to entertain you with conversation and their favorite music. Class Day is brought to you by Bartnett IP, LPL Painting, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Patriot GMC, and Regent Bank. Tune in for music and memories during Dewey High School Class Day this Saturday afternoon on KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. I do have this to pass along to you. Enterprise Sod Store is looking for a CDL driver for a bobtail truck driver for applicants. Call Enterprise Sod Store in Bartlesville at 918-333-6888. And now, our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Paying more at the pump. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. With higher oil prices and higher demand comes higher fuel prices, which continued their rise over the seven-day period that ended yesterday. The Energy Information Administration says the nation's average price for a gallon of regular rose 6 cents to $2.77, about 40 cents more than for the same time last year. AAA's fuel price report says Oklahoma had the ninth lowest average price for a regular on Monday at $2.59. That's about 50 cents more than a year ago. News of a drone attack on Saudi oil facilities and the Saudis' retaliation for that boosted oil prices for a time on Monday, but profit-taking took over in the end. Mideast tensions are on the rise, with a Saudi-led coalition blaming the drone attack on the Biden administration, which recently removed Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, who control part of Yemen, from U.S. terror lists. The attack on Saudi oil and military facilities came from those rebels. A Saudi-led coalition responded with bombing runs on the rebel-held Yemen capital. So it was no surprise that the global benchmark crude, Brent, jumped to $71.38 a barrel. But traders then decided to book profits from the recent run-up, and Brent ended up losing 1.6% on the day to finish at $68.24 a barrel. The NYMEX April crude contract also fell 1.6% to end the day at $65.05 a barrel, but both benchmarks are up more than 30% since the start of the year. Natural gas prices continued to fall on Monday, with the NYMEX April natural gas contract off 1.4% to $2.66 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner, I'm Matt Skinner.
Out of neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Purple Wave Auction will sell farm equipment on Wednesday, March 17th. Bid now on tractors, grain trailers, planters, semi-trucks, header trailers, corn heads, and more. All items will sell to the highest bidder regardless of price on Wednesday, March 17th. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for our Doggone Report. Nothing to report today, so that's a very good thing. But for when we do, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our reports, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see all everything that we do or do not have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go to us. We take care of what we need to, and we send it on its way. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And Welcome back to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines, 918-336-1400. And the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And we're looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising. Licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. Our time is almost 9:28, so I do have about a minute or so left in the program to take your call. And again, 918-336-1400 and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll talk about community events that's in and around Bartlesville. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm looking for a car around less than $1,000, four-door, and number is 918-327-1895.
All right, so you're looking for a vehicle or a car, preferably a four-door, less than $1,000 is what you're willing to pay for. 918-327-1895 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, with that, it is out of time for any more calls. I'll be back in tomorrow with your call. Same time, same station. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
But, you know, we were so triggered for so long that we couldn't even get to the point where we were doing that really well for one another, giving each other what each other needed.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Amber Leah.
I'd come to a day where I was in so much pain in our relationship, and I just said, I have to either do something radically different, or tomorrow's going to look just like today. And because my efforts in trying to fix my husband and be his Holy Spirit voice were not working, I knew the only person that I could control was myself. And so I just started with, Lord, I'm not sure what to do, but I know that you know what to do. And so I'm just going to be an open book. I need you to just cleanse me and show me what to do, think, and say. Because I don't know what to do, Lord. It's in your hands.
Hear more from Amber today at FamilyMinute.org.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Two more Oklahoma residents facing charges for their alleged participation in the U.S.